Ravadularid Shisin into it. We learned by Yachinu Esamizbeach Amachanoisov Shegil Esayf Midoisov. He's put his Mizbeach in the right place and it came to its right meters to right measurements. For the Mashmah, they fit the measurements now. For the Ma'ayavah, see the Pesach says, Akur Bechsav, Niyad Hashem Oli, he's good, but he can't change around the meters that were given already. Alam Rav Yosef, Karashka Chavadosh, Adash in the Pesach, for Yoyim David, Zeh Beis Hashem Olekim, Vizeh Mizbeach Liyoyla Liyisrael, Ki Bayis. So the Hekashir, Ma Bayis, just like the Bayis, Shishimama was 60 Amis, of Mizbeach, Shishimama, the Zeh also has to be Shishimamas, 60 Amis. So this time, bias min kurot sarosai elam mizbech min yohai. We know the mizbech. On Reb Lozo, ru mizbech bonui on michal asar agod leimur makriv olov. All right, we'll stop here. Continue on the next tape. We were holding that Samach Beis, Amar Aleph on top. That Amar Rav Yosef, Yosef says like this, Lav Haino B'tani, isn't this the way we learned? So Rashi said that if Yosef became sick and he forgot his learning, and sometimes he said all the things the opposite way. So like this, if Yosef said, Lav Haino B'tani, isn't this what we learned? The Pesach says in Ezra, Vayechinu Es HaMizbeach, Am Mechonosov, that they prepared the Mizbeach on the right spot. It means, Shegi El Esayf Midosov. But now they came to the right midah, the right measurement of the Mizbeach. So Rashi explains that before we were saying that the reason why they added on to the Mizbeach and the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni was because they didn't have the Eish, Min HaShemayim didn't come down, so they needed more space. Rabbi Yosef was asking, no, that's not the Pshat, the Pesach is Mashma, that now they found the right measurement, meaning before was a mistake, and now they found the right measurement. This is the way the Mizbech was supposed to be. So more is the question, how could that be? For Siva, the Pesach says in the Devar Yomim, HaKor B'Ksav Miyad Hashem Ola Hiskil, meaning that the measurements were given, the way the Beis Hamikdash should be built, even by the Beis Hamikdash Rishon, was also given the exact measurements. So how could you say later with Mizgalom that the way they made it before was a mistake? All the measurements were given exactly. El, the Pesach is like this, El Omer Rav Yosef, Kroaskach B'Dosh, Enoch Nami. They dash in the Pesach like this. The Pesach says, Vayomer David, Zeh Beis Hashem Elokim, Vizeh Mizbeach Liyoyla Liyisrael. Ki Bayis, that this is the Bayis Hashem, and this is the Mizbeach. So Rashi says, that Omer Yisrael Kras Rav Dorosh, Shneimer LeDavid, that she Shemama B'mokam HaMizbeach, that the Mizbeach should be 60 Yamas. Who Shloim LeHefen LeDoroshoi, and Shloim the man had a dash in this. Vayim Dorshu, and they dash in this way, the high seafull of, and they added on to it. Lefi hutzrach lehem, according to how much they needed. Or the shishamal lehutzrachu, they did not need shishim. Like we'll see later, that midas ark of rach of the kermos, they mark from these things are not markers. So the pshat was by the first place, midas they did not need it, but by the second one they needed it, and they dash in the posig, that it could be up until 60 yamas. So Joshua, like this, the Gemara says, that again, it says that the Yom David is Zeh Beis Hashem, and it says the Mizbeach. So, Ma Bai Shishimam, just like the Beis Hamikdash, was 60 Yamas long, Rashi says, Amlochim Shishimam Okoi, is Af Mizbeach Shishimam, who did the Mizbeach also has a right to be up until 60 Yamas. So, Mora says, Fishleim Abai, Fishleim the Beis Hamikdash itself, Minkarot Sarosai. It's Nika, Rashi said, the answer to Nesta Kedoyla knew exactly Ma Kodesh Liyazoro or Ma Kodesh Leichom. It was Nika clearly what was supposed to be the Heichel, what was supposed to be the Yazoro. Ela Mizbeach, but the Mizbeach, Mino Yedi, how did they know where the Mizbeach was supposed to be? Some of Rabbi Loza, Rome, Mizbeach, Bono, they practiced saw that Mizbeach was built, or Michal Asara God Leimer, or Makrivolov. And he saw that Nichol, the Sarah God of the Malach, was like bringing Kabbonis over it. Skitzel was Nikah Min HaShemayim, exactly where the Mokum of the Mizbeach should be. I call upon the answer to the Kasha before was, the Mizbeach could be up until 60, and true, by the first Bayis, they did not need it that much, So they didn't make it, like we'll soon see, the length and the width is not makiv. But by the base of Midrash Hashem that they needed it, they dashed in this postage that you're allowed to make it up until 60 yams. So again, the question is, how did it know where exactly was the makom of the Mizbeach? So the first shot was that they saw the Michasa Godel Oymer Makrabolov. Reb Yitzchok Nafcha Omer, he says, Ofer Sha Yitzchok Ro. They saw the dust of Yitzchok, She Munach B'yos Makom was resting in that place. So, Ofer Sha Makom Poshu means that even though by the Kedis Yitzchok, Avram did not burn Yitzchok, but instead he burned the Ayel, and the Efer of the Ayel was still there. So they saw that Makom, they knew that's the Makom where the Mizbeach should be. Reb Shmuel ben Nachmeni Yomar, Mikol Habayis Kuloi Harechoi Reach Keteros. The rest of the Makom of the Beis Hamikdash were able to smell Keteros, but Mishom at this place Harechoi Reach Evorim. In this place they were able to smell the smell of Evorim, of piece of meat, of fats. They knew this is the Makom of the Mizbeach. Furthermore, says Omar Rabba Bar Bachon Omar Rabbi Yechanan Shloisha Neviim. Three Nevi'im came up with Ezra, like to the base of Mikdash Hasheni. Echad Sheheyed Lehem Al HaMizbeach. One Navi told them, Rashi says the three Nevi'im are Chagai, Zechai, Malachai. So one of them told them the Mokom HaMizbeach. Rashi says, Yesh Mokom Loisif HaChish Mama, that you have a right to be Moisif up until 60 Yamas. The Echad Sheheyed Lehem Al Mokom HaMizbeach. The first one just told them how long, how wide the Mizbeach could be. The second, now we told them where the Mokom, where the place we should put it. The Yechot Sheilim, Shemakriv Napopi, Shein Bayis. The third one told them, the Kedusha Sabayis, what she says, is Kitcha L'Shaita, the Kitcha L'Osamovay. That they hold that the Kedusha, the Beis Hamikdash, even after the Churban Abayis is still here, and you can be Makriv Kabonis, even Bizman Azeh, Napopi, Shein Bayis. The Masnei Sitan, the Braisi, we learn like this. Reb Lezer ben Yaakov Omer, Shloisha Nevi'im, Olui Moyim Min HaGoyla. Three Nevi'im came up Min HaGoyla. The three Nevi'im, the same thing, Chaya, Malachai, and Chagai. Now Echot Sheol Nehem Al HaMizbeach. One told them about how wide Mizbeach could be. Avi Al Mokam HaMizbeach. And the same one told them where exactly the place of the Mizbeach should be. The Echad, the second one, told him, Shein Lem, Shemakriv Maf, Pi Shein Bayis, that the Kedusha Sabayis is Kitchel, Shait of Kitchel, so lovely. Even after the Churban HaBeis Hamikdash, still you can Makriv Karbonis. The Echad, Shein Lem, Al HaTero, Shetikos of Ashurius. And the second one told, the third one told him, that the Sefer Torah should be written Ashurius. That's our Ksav we have now. Rashi says, Shemetchilim, Nitlehem, the Ksav Ivri, Kosav Livuna. The Sanhedrin, they told him, no, you're supposed to write it the way we have it right now. Tell him about it. We're going to write it like this. Keren, the corner of the Mizbeach, the Kevesh, the plank going up, the Yisrael, the foundation of it, for Ribuya, the fact it should be is perfect square. Makfin, that's Makfin. Mizbeach has to be this way. If it's missing one of these things, the Mizbeach is possible. But Midas Orkoy, Midas Roch, exactly how high or how wide it has to be, the width and the depth, or Midas Kamosin, how high it has to be, ain't Makfin. These things could be changed around. And these things are not Makiv. That's why the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni was not so wide, and by the Beis Hamikdash Harishon, and by the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni, they made it even wider, they made it 60 Yamas. Now, Minor and Amili, how do we know that the first things are Makiv and the second one's not? Omer Afuna Makrov, Hunazel, the Pasuk says, HaMizbeach. Svidashin Komokim Shinemra HaMizbeach. Wherever the Pasuk says HaMizbeach, Lakiv, it comes to teach us that it's Likuva, that if you don't have it, it's possible. Rashi says that HaMizbeach Mashma Kishu Kenhu. That's the way it's supposed to be, the Mikra Mizbeach. Vilev is not this way, Lev is not called Mizbeach. Now the Kerem Ksiv Koronis, and the Kerem it says Koronis HaMizbeach. Of Yisoid also Ksiv Yisoid HaMizbeach. For the Kevish Ksiv HaPnei HaMizbeach. V'wa Kevish, so these things says the word HaMizbeach, that's Mashmah, this is the way it's supposed to be. That's how we know these things are Likuva. For the Gemara Elamiyatis, so Kiyo, Lerebi, that you have to have a Kiyo in the Mizbeach. that should also be makif. Rashi yichsiv bu hamizbeach. His ochinam mit dem akvil rebbe im leosa tziyurim sheprochim v'titzem kloyim sovlam mizbeach k'moisai divchari. He's supposed to make special designs around the mizbeach. So you want to tell him according to rebbe would be possible without it. Again, elamiyata kiyo l'rebbe v'sevev l'rebbe yisiv yudo. Hochinam mit dem akvil. He also want to say be makiv. The pasuk says, "Venosata oiso tachas karkav hamizbeach milamatish." Put this right below the karkav hamizbeach. Now, the tanya we learned a zeo karkav. What's called the karkav of the mizbeach? So Rebbe and Rebbe says zekiur. That's the key. Rashi says tiyurin sovav lamalo miyam soyo. He has special designs, pictures like carved out on the mizbeach on the top here, at the top here of the mizbeach. So it says that when it's to save is when it's to save tachas karkav hamizbeach milamato, the save is right underneath this. But Akoparam according to says karkav hamizbeach mashma mizbeach needs these kiyur, these tziyurim, these pictures. So according to Rebbe, it should be possible without them. Rebbe Yosef Yudu Raymond know zeha save, the karkav here means the save itself. So come now, according to these two mandiyam, it should be makib. If you have a mizbeach without this tiyurim, or without the sevev, it should be posel. Gemara says, in, yes, it's like a true, it is posel. The time is not like this. Oisi ayoyim, this day, Rashi says, shenosach koyin tzeduki. That a koyin tzeduki, they made a nisuch, meyachag al raglov, and he poured the water, instead of on the mizbeach, he poured the water on his feet. Or gemu kolom, and all the people stoned him there. And the Gemara says in Sukkah, so that day Yosi Ayoyim Nifkamo Kerem Mizbech, the Kerem, the corner of the Mizbech became pogrom, was missing something. Reveal Bul Shemelech, so they took a whole handful of salt to Sasmu and they closed up the hole that you should not see the part that's missing of the Mizbech. So the Gemara says, Loim Mifnei Shekoshel Avoida, not because this is the way you can make the Mizbech kosher. The Meister still called them as Mizbeach HaPogrim, they'll still be possible. Ella, the reason why they did this was, Shelo Yira Mizbeach Pogrim, Stam, you should not be able to see the Pogrim, should not be like a busha, you should not be able to see it. She called Mizbeach, why? Because the Klal is, she called Mizbeach, Shein LeKeren, VeKevesh, VeYisaj, VeYabuya Possel. And the Mizbeach does not have a Keren, and here, one of the Kronos of the Mizbeach became Pogrim, so Mizbeach was possible. That's what he says. It says, "Shekol mizbeach shein lekeren vekevis v'yisayd ruas posel." Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Reimer, "Af ha'sevev he is anechnami the sevev also. If you do not have a sevev, it's posel." And Rashi says in Melo, "Nishma l'Rebbe the kiyam makiv." So once we see the quote of Yosef Yehuda, the sevev is makiv. Who are then according to Rebbe avada the kiyam? These pictures on top of the mizbeach, on the top half of it, would also be makif. Without it, it would be possible. The other Moshe says, Tanam Rabban, what are the price like this? A zeil karkov, what is considered the karkov? And the Pasuk says, v'nesah toiso tachas karkov. So what is the karkov? So Bryce says, being keren lekeren, from one corner of the mizbeach to the other corner, mokum hiluch ragle kahanim amma. That was the place that the kahanim used to walk there. It was wide, one amma. One arm's width of it, the length of it, where the Kohanim used to walk. Smurfs the question, Otto, do you think a Kohanim, being Karen or Karen heavy outly, do they stand walk between one corner and another corner on top of the Mizbeach, one Karen? That's not where you walk, it's like a dead end there. Elaim rather means to say is, Umokim Hilach Ragla Kohanim Amra. Two different things like, Karkav is, that's being Karen or Karen. And also the Mokim where the Kohanim used to walk there, that was an Amra. So I call upon the karkav was the yama above on top of the mizbeach from one keren, from one corner to another corner. For the Gemara, we'll see the pasuk says tachas karkuvoi milamato ad chetiv. If a ket is underneath, mash me halfway up. It was halfway up the mizbeach, the karkav, not on top. So the Gemara says, Omerav Nachman by Yitzchok, Shrei Hevi, I tell you, there were two karkavs on that mizbeach. One tackle was to make it look beautiful, to make these designs on the side of the Mizbeach. the Chava Kahanim learned the Shtarko, and one was on top Tarko, that the Kahanim should not slip when they walked from one corner to another corner. So there were two Karkos on the Mizbech. Now we had before that Midas Orko and Midas Rochboi, or Midas Kamosa Yemakhin, that how long and how tall the Mizbech is, that's not Makiv. They can make it smaller than the Shir. Omer of Mani, Mani said though, or Bavad, but providing Shle Yivchasenu, the Mizbech Shosu Moshe. He should not make it smaller than the Mizbech that Moshe made. The Kama, how big was the Mizbech that Moshe made? Omer of Yosef, Amo, it was one Amo. So, Machakola, he started to laugh at Rabbi Yosef. The passage says clearly, Chomesh Amo is Oyech, the Chomesh Amo is Rechev. Ravu Yi Amo is there. It says clearly, it was 5 by 5, it was square. How could say it was only one Amo? So, Malay Abai, Abai said back, Duma maybe, Moka Marocha Koma, Ma. Maybe what he meant to say is the place where they actually burnt the fire, that was only one Amma. We had before the Mokum of the Karen was one Amma on each side, and the Mokum the Kanam walked around was one Amma on each side. So that's four. So there's one middle Amma in the middle that they used to use for the Marocha for burning the wood itself. So Amalei said back to him, Ma, the Gavu Rabbi, you're the great person, you're the Mai Kamina. You knew, Taka, what I meant to say in Akhramu, what I meant to say was one Amma. What I meant to say was the Mokoim of the Maroch itself. And Kor Yalaya, they called upon them, B'nei Keturah, B'nei Achta.